Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Committee of the Whole meeting of Tuesday, January 14th at year 2020 at 7 p.m.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlouwski.
Here.
Whedon.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
All of council present, along with our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, and our law solicitor, John Montello. Just take a moment of silence. I know we do it normally at our council meeting, which we will do too, but I know we just had two residents. And there could be more, so if I miss anybody, but we'll definitely do it at our council meeting. But, of course, Robert Whelan, and then, of course, we just found out now, Jackie Velk, a former council person. So I'm sure we'll say something in our thing. So a moment of silence for those two individuals and their family, and then also pray for our troops. Thank you.
Don, excuse me, please.
Go ahead, Don.
Robert Whelan, is that that was on McClellan Drive?
Correct. Yeah. Diane Sussman.
Mm-hmm.
Wyland. Yeah, Wyland. What a nice man.
So, any persons having business before council? Go ahead.
Diane Canzoni, 18817 Alexander Road. I just had a quick question. I was reading over this. Is this the date's wrong, or is it only approved for Carol and Rob 1 year? I thought everybody was like talking about two.
No, we'll talk about that when we go through legislation.
Okay.
And because everybody kind of knows, we'll explain why it's only one. So, and then you can comment. Instead of getting into it now, we'll go through the legislation because it's on there.
Okay.
So, okay, is that all right, Diane?
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll kind of go through that. Anybody else? Any other residents? Non-residents? Okay. Any council comments before we get started?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
I just wanted to let the residents know I did bring a list with me today of items I've been putting together, potential grants for our businesses, and I brought that with me, so if anybody wanted to see it and talk with me after council, please feel free to.
Any other council comments? Okay. Well, we'll go through the legislation. Item number 5. The use of mobile telephone while driving as a primary offense. You have the piece of legislation in front of you. John and the chief worked on this. So if there's any questions on that. I think the only question I had on it, but it's if you guys have any, is whether or not you want to make it first reading for Tuesday or keep it as an emergency. Unless you have any other questions as far as the legislation.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to, something of this nature, I'd like to get as much resident input as we can and have it for three readings and not pass it under an emergency. That way the residents have ample time to see it and comment on it and,
make suggestions.
Yes, make suggestions, and that way any naysayers or whatever just happen to see this. Don't think we just slipped it by them. So that's what I would request.
Well, that will be up to council, because what I think we all goal is that we want it to pass. So we certainly don't want to have it for an emergency or have it on there and not get the support of it. So.
Mr. Mayor.
Unless you have enough that you want to pass emergency or you want to go through something council.
Yeah, I concur with Brian. I'd like to have just a little bit more residents input and stuff too, so I think three readings is good. We know that the police chief had said last week that distracted driving is going to be soon turning to state law, anyway, so we're still ahead of the ball with this, as a primary offense. So
Mayor Colgraf?
Go ahead.
I concur that it should be, give the full time and attention that we need to put to this. And when I looked at the legislation, and my mind kind of went back to last week when the discussion was around distracted driver legislation that may be coming forward to the state. And Jennifer, it may be good to get ahead of it, but it's also, I think it's more prudent that we are in concurrence with our state. So I think it's, you know, there, and there's a lot that goes into distracted driving. And I have a personal history. And this is very near and dear to me. Part of the reason I reside in Walton Hills is the result of a distracted driver. And I needed to find, for my cycling adventures, I needed to find a safer, more appropriate place for me to ride my bike. So I certainly want to take our time with this issue.
How does the rest of the council feel?
Mr. Mayor, I'm good with the three readings. It gives everyone a chance to make a...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Maybe it's better for John Montello. Primary offense, can you explain primary?
This means that the old law, or the way it's currently, the current way it's written is you can't cite somebody for just using their cell phone. You have to have an underlying offense or traffic offense in order to cite them for that. So now we're taking that out of the way so they can just cite them merely for using the phone while driving.
That's it. What would be the fine, or, you know?
Minor misdemeanor is up to $150 plus court costs. So probably about $250.
For the first offense?
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know if you want to, you know, make it up the degree each time, but hopefully the first time will be the last. But right now it's a minor misdemeanor, up to $150 fine.
Yeah. You know, I think this is a good idea, but there's so many things, distractions, that when people drive, they eat, they read the paper, I mean, they whack the kid. I mean, it's just, you know, it's their hands aren't on the wheel. I mean, so is there some way that it can be, you know, tightened up?
Well, there's other things in there. There's other things that they can pull, but it's a secondary offense. We wanted to make this one primary. That was the difference. Where those other ones you're talking about, if you look, they are in, I think they're a secondary offense.
Mayor?
So they're there. We just, you know, you don't want to certainly make all those things. This is so more prevalent, and we all know what's happening between using the phone and texting.
Mayor?
Wait, I'll wait till we get so the council's done talking about it. Is it too low? Hello, everybody. Test.
What do you want to ask, Tim?
It's not snowing out there, is it? Joey, get your homework done.
Mayor?
Yes.
What
I
about
think it's better, Katie? Yeah. What do you guys think? You can hear a lot better? Good. Yeah, John, you'll have to.
Okay. I would think the mayor, if I may, I would think that the proper time and attention would pre-qualify that already. I mean, that's not having proper time and attention to what you're doing. That's the first offense right there. So this is just a follow-up. So I wouldn't think you'd need to pre-qualify in any way, frankly. That's my thought.
Right. No, that's just... It's a little bit...
Mr. Mayor.
Get out of your way.
I mean, if I want to make a phone call and I'm in my car, I will pull over off the road. I mean, that's what I would normally do. That's what any normal person you would think would do. Thank you.
Mr.
I am normal, by the way.
But Danny, we all know that people aren't doing it. I mean, that's why there's attention to it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Montello, do you know if there are any points related to this?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay,
no points.
I just wanted to ask.
It's a non-moving violation.
Okay, well.
I don't think we're going to be able to.
Sorry.
That's okay.
got to get Rob in here.
Somebody's magnetic in here.
Yeah.
That's our worst problem. Jennifer, did you want to add something, or?
No, this, the distracted driving, as I said before, is a huge thing. Ray talked about his personal experience. I almost lost my mother almost 10 years ago from somebody that was on a cell phone. Blew through a red light while she had a green arrow to turn left.
Wow.
You know, completely totaled her car, and she was taken to the ER. So I think distracted driving is something we should also, you know, look at. But as a primary offense, I think it's important to have this. You know, some I said last week at the meeting, I was coming home from Northfield, and somebody heading southbound on Northfield Road was like this as they were driving. And they were in the left lane, and I was in the left lane, and I thought, oh, my God, you know. And those lanes are kind of tight to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, so you could tell they were on their cell phone, you know, obviously reading a text or texting or something to that effect. But
okay. So we'll give it some time to look at it. If anybody has any ideas, you want to change something or amend something, we'll put it on for first reading for Tuesday's meeting then. Everybody's good with that. Any residents? Yeah, come on up to the mic, Karen.
You have to. You want transparency.
Karen Renning.
No.
Alexander Rowe.
Go over.
Okay, you're going to have to clarify that really well because I have hands-free Bluetooth.
It is in.
It's in there. It's allowed. I have hands-free in my vehicle.
So it's going to be allowed?
Yes.
Hands-free.
Mr. Mayor, maybe you want to read that, what it's going to be with the verbiage on that, so everybody. I don't know if everybody has a copy.
You guys do have a copy of the ordinance, don't you?
I didn't.
Hands-free is included.
There's a copy there.
Okay, so that is going to be exempt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're encouraging you to use that.
Okay, because I'm thinking I'm paying extra for that, and if I can't use it, what's the purpose?
Karen, it says right there, Section B.
Okay.
Division of this section does not apply to a person who's using a mobile telephone to contact the public safety forces while maintaining the vehicle in a parked position or with a hands-free device.
Okay, thank you. I did not read that, so I just wanted that clarified, so that's a go then. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. Like you said, you're paying for it, and they encourage people to, right.
Thanks.
Anybody else? Mary Alice.
Yeah, I got hit by one that was texting, I believe, behind me. It didn't slow down. It just tried, you know, it was going to run right over me, right on Pleasant Valley. It really was bad. I got hurt. But I found out how they do it, and you may all know this, but I had several of them show me. They put their hands up here on the steering wheel. They're texting. They're not talking. They're texting. It's hard to believe. That's why I said I can't believe it. But my veterinarian told me he has like 50 vet techs working there, and they tell him. He said they get away with it. They don't get in accidents. They put their hands on the top, and they're with their thumbs, and they're looking up and looking down. They're not talking. They're texting now. Just thought I'd tell you that's how it's done. Of course,
because I got to do this.
Oh yeah, they don't have to do that. It's all their thumbs automatically. They're so used to doing it.
Yes, it's that's primarily the millennials. I mean, I don't want to say as a generalization, but. There's quite a few of them that I work with, and like I said in the past, I've written up my partners for doing it. They set
they just
it on
put
the steering
it,
wheel,
yeah, and
they
just
got
driving.
Both hands on the steering wheel as they're texting with their thumbs right there.
They do it.
Wow. Thank you. Anybody else on that item, on that legislation? Any other comments? Okay, then, like I said, we'll have it for first reading on Tuesday's meeting. Anybody has any comments or wants to... You know, change. We'll have time in the next two COW meetings too, before the second reading. So, okay, we'll move on to item 6, internet sales. That piece of legislation. I know. Did you want to make a comment? I know you and Brian talked, and you've been looking at it too, and about what you're going to add to it, what we have, because Mr. Montello's going to, we're going to add something to it.
I'm just going to say that if after, you know, after we'll do this on the internet, after advertising it in a local newspaper as required by the Ohio Revised Code, which, so you have to advertise it for, I believe, 2 weeks and at least, and so we'll do that. And so I'll add that to the ordinance.
Yeah, I think it says twice. I'm not necessarily 2 weeks, but twice. I'm not
right.
Sure how much the time is.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Yeah.
Just before each time we sell something? Or
yeah.
Just the one time?
Just one time.
Announcing that we do sell that way?
Yeah. I thought it was each time you sell an item. But we'll find that out.
Because that would be very cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Ideally, we want to have a list so that
To
run something in the clean dealers for a couple of weeks would probably be $300 to $400 every time we do it. So for some of the items, it wouldn't be really be worth selling them then.
Yeah, waiting until you have a list would be the way to go. You compile a list, you get all your stuff that you're going to sell. And again, I think the way the legislation read was that you had to advertise twice. I don't think it's necessarily 4 to 2 weeks. But then there is also a shortcut provision that allows you can, one, if you do it the first time in the newspaper, the second time you could do it at the, with the, like the Cleveland.com version and not necessarily have to do the print. So there's some options.
So if we have it, if you guys are comfortable, we have it filed the Ohio Revised Code,
right.
We can't go wrong.
Right.
And we'll just, that way we're not setting the thing for we'll file the Ohio Revised Code and do it the way they have set forth in there.
Just the internet.
So would we be able to do that if we have to do it in the newspaper at least once and then we could do the Cleveland.com as the second time? Could we just do that as a generic to cover us for the entire year?
I'll let you answer that.
Well, if we don't add to the list, you know, if we have one set list, we should probably pull all the department heads and get everyone to create a list and then do it the one time and, you know, maybe we won't sell them all at once, but at least in that, you know, maybe it makes sense to wait a while to get a higher bidder. And that's what I would do.
So is everybody good with that piece of legislation worded that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next question is, do you want it for emergency or first reading?
Do we have items immediately for sale?
I don't know. Rather, Chief hasn't said anything.
So they probably need time, actually.
No.
So they would need time to...
We can tweak it.
Yeah, we can tweak it, and they would need time to put lists together
reading.
Anyway, so we could just do it as first reading.
Okay.
Damn thing hasn't worked all day.
So we'll prepare that for first reading, too, then, correct?
Right.
Denny, is that you?
It's me. It's not Denny.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it's not me. I was going to take
nice
the
take in the fall.
It was a cute two. But okay, so we're good with that first reading on that piece of legislation too. Okay. All right. Any comments from the residents before we move on to item number 7 on internet sales? And we are going to advertise automatically. We were talking about this. We're automatically going to put it. We can put this stuff on our website and stuff. So at least it gets it locally too. You know, mm-hmm. automatically the residents can see it locally too,
mm-hmm.
Without having to worry about it being in Cleveland.com or in the Plain Dealer. If we do it at the same time on our website, they have it locally too. So we might as well use what we have. So the next item, number 7, it's the village engineer contract. It's a 1 year for Chagrin Valley Engineering, and it's the same rates as last year. So there's no increase. So I don't know if anybody has any questions on that.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think this should be for suspension so we can get this turned around.
Okay.
Same rates?
I agree. His contract ends on the 31st.
Right.
So
we need
to
get this voted
sure
for. Correct.
And there's no rate increases.
Right.
We're just like rolling it over. OK. Okay, so everybody good with that, suspension for that?
Yep.
Okay, we'll put that on for suspension.
Mayor, somebody had a, I can't remember, Ms. Canzoni had a question about the dates on all these, and I believe the dates,
I think she was more concerned about the next two, correct, Diane?
Okay, I think the dates are all the same, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they're a little
for a year.
Non expires like the first versus the 31st there, but okay. They're the same. What we have with the recreation director and the street commissioner's position, as noted last week by Councilman Whedon, it is in the Ohio Revised Code, and even though it is there, John looked into it, seeing if we could put in some kind of rollover or something like that, similar to what we did for Marty. But just reviewing it, and with the way the Ohio Revised Code cites it, and John, you can speak to it, his recommendation was to keep it as 1 year. With that said, I did speak to both of those, even though it is about the position, it is about those people. They're both in this legislation. I did speak to both of those employees, explaining, the reason it's 1 year, because we have talked about looking at it, and they were comfortable with that, and they understand that. So just kind of want to let you know, it's not one of those things that if you call them, they're going to say, oh, I didn't know that. I was expecting it to be longer. I did talk to Carol and Rob, and did tell them where the legislation was. They did ask me if they needed to come, and I said, if you want to, you're always welcome, but I didn't think you had any questions for them. I know Rob was here last week and didn't say anything. Nobody had any questions, but if you did, you can always call them, or we could have them there for Tuesday. I think we should renew both contracts. I would like to reappoint both of those individuals. So I'd ask for council support on that, and I'd like to ask for suspension on both of those.
Mr. Mayor, I would agree with suspension since their contract ends also on the 31st.
Mm-hmm. I would agree also.
I agree.
Everybody comfortable with that then?
Yes.
Those two contracts then? Okay. Anybody else before I get in? Anybody other business? Anybody have? Well, before anything, any residents have any? Diane, I'm sorry. Did you want to comment on that or?
No. Right. I'm talking to Carol and Rob.
Oh yeah. Did you?
I have something for other business.
Okay, go ahead.
What I wanted to do was talk to my peers in regards to. What one of the villagers had brought up about having separate meetings for the chairs and the different committees. And no one has to give me an answer now, but I wanted to find out what your thoughts were, whether to have the meetings within the COW, meaning whether you brought in Carol and have her give a quarterly report, or Tom Jordan and give a quarterly report here within the COW meeting, so everyone who comes to these meetings can take advantage of that, or if you want to have a separate third meeting separately. I was going to kind of put that out and let you all decide how you want to handle it. I mean, if it's a very big type of a situation, maybe with Tom Jordan and something is happening, and we would all want a separate meeting for that, I get it. But I wanted to present that to you all and see how all the different chairs of the different committees felt about it, rather than just jumping the gun and say, we're going to do this and what have you. But I see no problem in having a reporting done and having our heads of our departments come in, whether it's Rob or Carol or whatever it is, and give a report. We can give reports. My thought being on finance is I would give a quarterly rundown on our finances and how we're doing quarterly. I know with what I work with, I was thinking 6 months, we do a full, we get a financial and we go through it like we do at the year end. It's an interim statement. So you see where you are and you compare it to last year and you
give a quick synopsis and everybody knows, and we can always put these things in the journal, but I wanted to present this because the idea was thrown out here about separate meetings. And again, I leave it up to you to think about, and I just wanted to present that.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
I spoke with the mayor and touched base with Tom Jordan, and he has no issue with if we want a weekly report. I don't think that that's necessary. Maybe at the end of the month report, right. I think, is a little more prudent. I don't know how much, you know, week to week. But he said he would be happy to do that. He would be happy to show up at any time to any meetings. But I thought if there was something on the horizon. Ironically enough, Wednesday morning I received an email, I believe it was, about a event that I, myself, and the mayor and Councilman Whedon will be attending on Thursday in regards to Ohio Economic Development Association team. So the three of us did sign up for that. We will be attending that together on Thursday. So we have that coming up too. We can let everybody know next week at the council meeting what happened. But we have been thinking about it and taking care of things. So.
Well, just personally, I think there is an advantage to having it a COW, just because more people are likely, I believe, to show up. People come here regularly now. Separate meetings, sometimes it throws off people's schedules. But again, I'm not going to make it my call. I'm going to leave it up to the chairs. And again, I think it depends on how big the issue is. Mm-hmm. So.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. If it was something like I brought up last week, something like Denny and I had worked on with the ambulance thing, where we're collecting mounds of information, we can do that separately. We're in a separate meeting, you know, not taking hours at this meeting. But if it's something, you know, that the three on that committee need to talk about within, you know, we can break, I guess, Robert's Rules of Order, you would have to break off from this meeting, correct, and go into that meeting, and then come out of that meeting and go back into this meeting. But that's, you know, just, you know, details. But I think it's a good idea. Most people are here. When I did have committee meetings, not many people showed up, probably because of the time, you know, and that, and it throws them off. People are used to the Tuesdays, you know. And like you said, if there's something special going on where we need to huddle, three of us huddle, and to actually bring that information to the rest of you, like Ray had spoken about last week, then we can do that too. Or that option is always open.
Right.
Absolutely.
We got a busy mouse in here, hitting some wood or something, rattling something. It's a sofa.
Somebody's fine.
No. Any other? Anybody else want to comment on the committees or anything?
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. I think it's better. It's in a COW. We're all here, and we have a large audience. And we can discuss it, and if it's something to do with the police, we could bring the police chief in here. He's the man doing the job with the police. Same thing with the street commissioner. They are the day-to-day person that's doing the work. So the audience can ask them questions too. Just separating and having a meeting under something that's not really urgent and have to bring it to us again, it's kind of redundant. So. And then if we do three readings on some things, too, I think that's good also.
Any other?
And Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
This kind of goes, it actually does go to the committees, and a couple people got up last week and talked about our transparency. And we all want to be as transparent as we absolutely can, and I spent the weekend thinking about that, and how we can make things better, and I think this is a good step forward, but I listed the things that we do because we all take this to heart because we all want to do a good job, and we all, if somebody's lacking something, and I mean the residents, we want to try to alleviate that. I came up with 11 things that we do as far as transparency. Of course, we have 3 meetings a month. A lot of communities don't have 3 meetings a month. Some have 1, am I correct, Mayor?
Right.
Residents are heard at the start of each meeting and after each agenda item on the COWs, so residents can have their input. We have the journal, we have the OWL, we have our website, we have audios of each meeting posted to the website. We have video of the meetings that people can come in and get if they want. That's a public record. We are now going to have the approved minutes posted to the website. They were on for a while and then they're off, probably because the audio was put on there. There was an issue with the BZA agendas where it just listed the referenced the ORC or our code that was being requested to be varied. And I spoke with Mr. Rich, and they're going to now not only post that agenda on the website, so when you go on the calendar, you can click on that agenda, but it's not only going to say the ORC or the our code, our code along with that, but it's going to say in plain English a couple of sentences what they're actually requesting, so residents know.
Yeah, Brian, I wanted to thank you for that.
That
is very helpful. You know, something that says a sign pertaining to a side lot doesn't explain to the residents that are potentially going to be affected.
Right.
You know, that there's going to be a new electronic sign twice the size. So thank
exactly.
you.
We have the morning meetings with the mayor. And we have also our contact information posted. So residents are invited to call us or email us, do whatever. Come over, like I said. So we do have those things. But what I lament about, I guess, is that when somebody comes up and says, well, you need to be more transparent, how? You know, and maybe if give the residents some homework. You know, if you need that transparency, what does that look like to you? And this comes into the under the auspices of the Councilwoman Brenner Miller's statement about our committee meetings. I intend to have some committee meetings discussing this, but. I need input. As a chair of that committee, I need to know what that looks like to you. What can we do to help to facilitate that? Because quite honestly, I can't think of too much more or really anything. I did think of one thing, live streaming the video. I talked to the mayor before, and as I was thinking about that idea, we have a camera up there, and if you've ever gotten the DVD of these meetings, it's really boring. It's not, I mean, other than the audio, the video portion, it's not like, you know, cameras are cutting or, you know, this is a congressional hearing, you know, and you have close-ups and all that stuff. So I'm thinking maybe audio is enough to stream just the audio. And there are things that we put in an email. We had a resident that brought something to our attention. Hopefully we got that fixed, and I'll be monitoring that. But I'd like to have some meetings, and we can have them. That's something we can have within, break off the COW and have that. And, you know, maybe next month or the month after for a couple times, and the mayor brought up some good ideas for me. You know, I'm quickly running out of my expertise of how of streaming and all that stuff. I've built some computers. I know how to do that, but when it comes to that, I've never done it. And do I want to spend 15, 20 hours learning how to do it? Or maybe there's somebody out here that says, hey, this is what you do. We can set you up in 5 minutes.
City of Bedford streams theirs on YouTube.
Yeah, so we can get...
My understanding is there's really not much of a cost at all involved with it. I think it's just the initial...
It's a laptop, which we have.
Right.
And the most of the software I know is free that you can do it with.
Did it, too.
So, you know, we can talk more in detail about that, but that's just from our last meeting. I wanted to let people know that
yeah.
You know, we do take this stuff to heart. We're here to do a good job, and if it's perceived that we're not doing a good job, that you know, that
makes you feel
is
bad.
Not taken yeah. lightly. So, you know, we'll announce, you know, when we're going to have a meeting. Okay?
Good.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Brian, I just have a question. How
yeah.
many did you list?
11.
11. Okay, so we're looking for number 12.
So we're looking for 12, 13, and 14. If it helps, you know, that's what we're here for.
May I call it right?
Yes, go ahead.
Maybe 12 is already kind of been mentioned when we're talking about the reporting and meetings. I think they're two separate items. So number 12 may be kind of connected to there's an item in the village engineer's contract, item I. It talks about the village engineer will prepare and deliver to the mayor and village council quarterly reports of the progress of improvements under the engineer's charge. So if it's in the engineer's contract that there's a quarterly report, I would think a quarterly at an actual meeting, not a COW. COWs can, we were 2.5 hours last week. I think at the actual council meeting would be the a good time for that, as well as, you know, on a rotating basis, whether it's the economic development consultant on another quarter and whoever else may need to roll out a report. And then as it goes related to actual committee meetings, you know, I'm going to kind of put a if I think a safety committee issue or item, and I'm just going to put it out there, it's going to take more than 30 minutes worth of discussion. No matter how important or how big that issue might be, I'm going to talk to the committee about scheduling a separate meeting outside of CLW. Anything longer than a half hour, I think, is a committee meeting and not mm-hmm. and not something that we should try to mix in with a lot of other items. That's how mm-hmm. my approach will be.
Okay. Very good. Well, we had talked last year at the beginning of the year, actually, about committee reports and stuff.
Right.
Twice, you know, like two of them each month. So we did talk about that, and unfortunately, it just slipped to the wayside by all of
Life
us.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Unfortunately. And I apologize that we didn't follow yeah. through with that. You know, we should have. I think quarterly, or at least, you know, one a month, you know, each committee and stuff. There's six committees. You would only have to, you know, that's twice in a year.
Mm-hmm.
If one committee made a report each month, even that would be a very minimum, you know, that I would think.
Very good.
And you can always make it better or do what as time goes sure. on. You know, it's a work in progress too.
Sure.
So it's whatever works best. Right. Any other comments on committee reports? Okay, residents have any comments on the committee reports? Okay. The other thing, oh, I'm sorry, Joseph. Yep, no, I put my head down. I was looking at my.
Josephine Worrell, 17850 Egbert Road. The Committee of the Whole usually discusses all these ordinances you're going to pass. I am a firm believer in committees, working with industry all the years I've worked and all the organizations I belong to. I can't see taking time at a COW meeting to go over a committee report. Like the one time we talked about the, I think the directory was like 45 minutes out of the COW meeting. it just seems like people can work together better if the three of them work on whatever project that, you know, that that committee's supposed to handle. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact you really don't need a big audience at a committee meeting. The most important people being here are the three council people. And so they can hash it out, they can come, they can brainstorm it, come out with some ideas and suggestions, and then they can present it at the COW meeting. I don't see why everything they present has to be rehashed by all the other council, because you're appointed because this is your responsibility, and we trust you to, I mean, the council trusted the people that they put on the committee. Mm-hmm. So that's just my feeling about committees. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the, like I said last week, the mundane things, of course, you could talk about here if they're going to be quick and short.
Right.
But anything with any length of time should definitely have a committee meeting. In order to determine that, you should each have a committee meeting, each committee, and discuss whether your subjects are going to be something that's going to require a meeting, or it's going to be something you could do at the COW. But in order to establish that, I think the committee should get together and at least have that one meeting so they know what direction is the best to go for their agenda. Thank you.
Any other residents? Okay, council. Anybody else have anything for other business? I have some, but if somebody else has.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, Jennifer.
I learned about a CDSG, Community Development Storefront Grant, that's out there. And I'd like us to be able to take a look at that, see if there's any businesses that could help out in the village. Also, I was going back through past emails to look up old things with economic development that I had started. And in, I think it was February or March of 18, Lisa Canzoni had a hold on a master plan committee grant. And I'm wondering if we can keep an eye out if that would be coming back around. I don't know if that's a yearly thing or a, you know, every 2 years, but you know, I made mention before that I think a new master plan, you know, would be a good thing for the village. And if we had the access to a grant back in 18 but didn't take that chance with it, the last time we did a master plan was about 20 years ago. So,
right.
You know, I think that would be a good thing. And we know the caliber of residents that we have to serve on that master plan committee, too.
Me and you were both a lot younger then.
Yeah. I didn't have Johnny then.
Okay. In fact, Tom Jordan will be here tomorrow, so I can we'll put that on his radar screen. He's going to be there with us on Thursday too.
Okay.
So we can go with that too. Anybody else have any other business? Okay. As you know, we did advertise for the open spot on the Planning Commission, and the deadline was the 10th, which was last Friday, and we had 7 applicants, okay, which is fantastic, and made it very easy for everybody here. Everybody made the deadline. They were all here by the deadline. As you know, we forwarded everybody here got a copy of their letters of interest and electronic copy and a hard copy. So my question to us as a group here, a committee and a body, is how we want to move forward. And if you're not sure, I'm just throwing it out, we can do it. I know we talked, I know I talked to Ray and stuff you brought up yesterday, which is true. We would just ask for a letter of interest, and that's what we received. I think one resident gave us more, a letter of interest plus a resume, but we just asked for a letter of interest. So I guess the question is, and everybody said in their letters, if they need more information, they'd be glad to provide it to us. Mm-hmm. So the office here can call and have them put something together and get that. Or do we want to maybe do
an interview process like we have in the past, you know, have a meeting and give everybody an allotted time. They could, of course, give us their bio or their resume, you know, a few days before their appointment, so we all have time to review it, but then also have them come here and, you know, basically do a nice introduction, or, you know, not so much an interview where we're putting them on the spot. It should be a nice casual thing, but give them a chance to sell themselves, or you guys have any of us have any questions. So I just want to throw that out there on which way we want to go with it. And then we'll set up if we do want to do it with an interview process, then we'll get that ball rolling. So, the letters of interest are public. So, you know, if anybody asks who it is, or you want a copy of it, or the other, somebody who applied wants to see who applied with them, you know, you can ask Lisa for a copy, or Mary, and they'll give you copies. It is public record. So, but it's all good. It's nice to have 7 people that apply for the open position. Mm-hmm. So I did make a copy just of the position. I know Jennifer, me and you talked a little bit about that and stuff, and so that's there. I just took it off the Ohio Revised Code, if you go to that. So it kind of tells you the duties and stuff, and that's something we can share with the applicants too and stuff. So, okay, I don't know if anybody has any conversation on that or want to think about it, then let me know and we can go from there. I know we've done it both ways in the past. Mm-hmm. We've had people come in, and we've had a group come in, and we've interviewed, and we've also looked at requested, you know, more information if we felt we didn't get enough on that individual, and then pick somebody from there. So,
Mr. Mayor,
yeah, go ahead, Jennifer.
I don't know how everybody feels about maybe sending a letter out or contacting the applicants, just asking them if they would like to supply us with more information.
Oh, definitely. That's every one of them.
We had some of them that, you know, just gave a general, yes, I'm interested, you know, here's kind of why, and mm-hmm. then we had a 3-page resume, mm-hmm. you know, also. So I just like to be able to compare apples to apples, and I'd like mm-hmm. to know how anybody else feels about them coming in and talking with us. Is this something we would do on the floor? Is this something we would do individually with them in the back? And if we did, I would suggest that we make it the fourth Tuesday. Just for convenience, we all know we have our Tuesdays open.
And I think being involved in the process and see if everybody agrees that if we do type of interview process, everybody should be afforded the same questions. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you kind of get into a situation where maybe somebody, and it could be just because of their resume, you feel they can answer that and they but you don't give the same. So I think if we go in that process, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to come up with a little bit of a game plan and maybe some general, everybody gets the same questions, just to kind of be fair to everybody when it comes to that. I mean, that's just my suggestion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
think
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
I think that's okay with the general questions, but there's sometimes when I read the resume, I don't quite understand what that job is, what it entails, or what that, so that to say, well, What do you do? What actually do you put together, or what is it that you're making? Or, you
right.
know, it's just a clarification of something. So I think mm-hmm. I personally would like to see a resume that I could read it, and then if I had questions about it, then if they're here, we could ask them to describe some things, the questions that I had, to see, you know, to see the person and let them explain the situation too, that what they do and why they want to be on planning.
Well, that's not a problem. What we'll do is we'll have the village will contact each individual, and they can, you know, send it to us electronically. They can drop it off, whatever they want to give us, and then we just have to decide whether or not we want to go with a process of bringing everybody in. But we definitely all agree
we
as of
resumes.
Right now
yeah.
that we'll get more. And remember, we just did request a letter of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody did supply exactly what they were supposed to supply us. So that was perfect. So just
Go ahead, Rick.
Your caller, Rick.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree that asking for a bio or a resume would be the first step. And then it's been stated that in the past there has been some kind of dialogue with the applicants, you know, whether it's an interview or just a conversation with a question or two. I think we should probably stick with that format. I think it's a great way to really get to know people. When you look at something on paper, that's paper is paper, and you know qualifications. That's a good thing. But conversation, I think, goes a lot further in really determining who that person, that ideal person, might be. So, some type of a fourth Tuesday conversation.
However, everybody feels it. I guess then the only thing we would do, if we agree to that, is also how long. You know, we want to give everybody the same amount of time. You know, and just so we run it. You know, you certainly don't want to give somebody a law. You want to have at least the, and let the all interested parties know that. So before coming up here, they know they got enough time to get whatever they want to say. You know, I mean, we'd be reasonable, but we that way at least we'd get through whoever comes here. If we have three the night, or you know, or split it in half, everybody gets a fair chance instead of who's ever first gets this open form, and then the last one is, you know, we're like, so we want to be fair to everybody. So I think it would be just a tie for how we would want, you know, 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think 10, 15 minutes would be sufficient.
Plenty. So everybody kind of think about that, I guess, and then I'll talk to everybody and gather that, and we'll come up with a... Go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, did you say earlier that all the applicants received this?
No. That's on the Ohio Revised Code, which they can get to. That's on the computer. But I can have the village mail them that, too.
I think it would be good. And
yeah.
I think the conversation with the individual being here, it's a two-way street. Seeing this, maybe they'd have some questions on the job itself, you know. Maybe there's something they didn't think about that would entail, and maybe, you know, they can ask questions of us also. So I think it's a two-way street.
And we'll get that to everybody. Hang on, Tom. We'll get that to everybody. And tomorrow, first thing, I'll have Mary or Lisa start contacting them. And I think we got everybody's email, so to forward them that part of our, that's, you know, that can be done very easily too. So, and then I'll just let me know how everybody feels, and then we just got to pick a date.
Mr. Mayor, for the residents that put applications in, it's should be under the village website, but it's Codified Ordinances of Walton Hills, Chapter 1220, Planning Commission. So, and if they can just be sure to give them the link to that or whatever.
Right.
Like we said,
we'll
when we contact them.
We'll send them a copy, but if you wanted to go home and look at it, or it's, yeah, you go to our, on the left-hand side, has Boards and Commissions, and you hit Boards and Commissions, and for planning, it takes you right to the Ohio Revised Code. I think you just click on it, highlight it. But we'll get it to everybody, too. We'll make sure everybody gets that. So, anybody else have any questions on that? Oh, yeah, Tom. Quiet.
Just a quick comment.
You got to come up, Tom.
Okay.
I don't want Karen mad at me. I got to be fair. I see.
I'm Nowicki, 17612 Egbert. I'll always be sure. I'll only bring up one thing at a time. All year. Probably half the people here would like an explanation of exactly what the Planning Commission judges, rules, hears, and what it's about. Probably most people don't know what the Planning Commission does. If someone can explain it.
Well, I guess that's what we have here with Chapter 1220. It gives you basically that, Tom. It gives you the establishment, the membership and terms, the limitation on the applications. It gives you the powers and the duties, the procedures, the site plans and review fees. It kind of tells you everything. I mean, there's quite a bit. I mean, not that, and I can give you a copy of it. The reason about reading it, as you can see, it's There's probably about 4 pages on it. Now, I could read the powers and the duties if that kind of just... The generals, let's go with the powers and duties, because that kind of would be your job description, I would say, from looking at this. The Planning Commission shall be the plotting authority of the municipality and shall administer the subdivision regulations. It shall initiate, when appropriate, zoning amendments and recommend uses appropriate for the land. It shall hear and determine application for conditional zoning certificates. It shall review and approve commercial and industrial site plans and shall plan the appropriate development of land. It shall plan the location, construction, and vacation of public buildings, thoroughfares, public and private utilities. The commission shall perform such other functions as referred or delegated to it by council or the mayor. That's kind of the general. Then it kind of goes the other thing. So that's why they kind of need, wouldn't you agree, unless you guys think there's something else to share thing. But good question. That kind of explains thing to kind of tell you how it's made up. It's made up of the mayor, an appointed council member. So it's myself, Mr. Whedon, three members of the public of your community. Right now, Janice St. John is one of the members, along with Joe D'Amico. The member that replacing is, as you've seen in the journal, is Mr. Mike Hopkins. He was on the committee too. So that's the vacant seat, Mike's seat. So,
Mr. Mayor, what's the term and when do they meet?
It's a six year term, and they would meet as required. You know, if we have something that needs to come before the Planning Commission, and then it spells out the pay in here too. Or an hour, I have to look. I think it's
$40 a month.
Yeah, $40 a month and then
30 a meeting.
It's $400 for the year and then 30 per meeting.
Yeah. So that spells it out here in the establishment. That's all on this that you'll receive too. So. Okay. Oh, come on up to the mic then.
Denny Harkai, 7120 Hickory. I'm guessing that the people that make the decision is the council. They're going to vote on this. Someone's going to say, I nominate this person, and they're going to be seconds and thirds. Is that how it's going to be picked? Are you going to decide who the person is? Sort of the way you picked the last appointment, which was for a council person? Is that going to be a similar procedure to that?
There's actually... there is actually an establishment in it. The mayor appoints within the first 45 days. Mike, his commission ended, I have it with me, I think. It was, let's see what I have here. I brought as a case. He was sworn in. The 6th of October of 13. So his commission expired on the 6th of the 19th. Okay. If the mayor doesn't make an appointment in 45 days, it goes to council to make the appointment in 45 days. If I make the appointment the first 45 days, council still has to approve it. If I don't, the mayor doesn't make that appointment in 45 days, then it goes to council. If they don't make the appointment in 45 days, it goes back. It kind of goes back. I haven't looked to see whose ballpark it's in. If it's in mine, I want it to be this body with myself that makes the decision. If it's in councils, they're going to make the decision anyways. So, but if it's in mine, I haven't figured out the days. It's not going to matter because the process would be the same for me going forward with that.
Okay.
So. That's, yeah. So it's going to be this body right here.
All right. It sounds like a relatively important job in some ways based on a description of what is supposed to be done. And so we have an opportunity now to add a good player to the team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone here is certainly on board with putting the best player on the team, who has the best credentials and the best qualifications to do the job. I really like the idea of them submitting their letters of intent and their resumes and all that sort of stuff. But I like it even better if there's some sort of an interview process where they can get a chance to interact with the decision makers, the residents, and give their presentation and give everybody a chance to make a really, really well-informed decision about who the best person to add to the team is, rather than just, I'm sure it's not going to be taken lightly, but I'd like to see it taken seriously. Sure. As far as doing the interviews go, if there's seven people, put numbers in a hat, let them draw, and whoever goes first based on that. That's as fair as it can get, I guess, as far as, you know, not giving one person a particular advantage of having everybody do their presentation and then have all their ammunition stored up for the final blow, you know? But I also think it would be a good idea if the interviews are held in public, and that way then the people that make the decision could not just make the decision on their own, but rather consult with their constituents. Say a council person has two or three people they talk to, they could say, hey, what do you think, rather than just making the decision by themselves and without seeing what some of the residents think about the idea. So obviously we have an opportunity to add a good player to the team, and it's a unique opportunity, and I think we all want to see the best person at it. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ray.
Ray Brenner, 7271 Conley Boulevard. During the job description you were discussing, it seems like you need the right person with the knowledge and skill sets for whatever vacancy you're going to fulfill, and not have it somebody that is a popular guy or woman or something right. like that. So if you're going to make a decision on it, it's probably like Denny mentioned, skill sets and knowledge are very important.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other residents or council? Go ahead, sir.
Tom Nowicki, 17612 Egbert. Because you brought up the 45-day thing, I just did it quickly. And this will be a mayor's choice then. You did. It's going to be, because you said October 6th. At 45 days, you got around Thanksgiving. That was the mayor's choice to make the nomination. Then you add 45 to these. To that, you got around to right now, January 15th. So council, you would not be the ones. If we do it from now, add 45 days to January 15th, you've got end of February. And I think you'll already have all the interviews. So according to what you're saying, the mayor will be the main person that nominates the planning commission. If that's what you said, 45 days.
Right. But let me make something clear.
And then council approves.
Has to approve.
Yeah.
If council doesn't approve with who I said
100%
before, or aren't part of the process, I haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah.
So my point is, why not we be the process together? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's and my point. But I have no problem making this.
No, actually. And the date exactly was October 6th was Mike's resignation, or was that the right date?
Yeah, let me give you that.
Because then it's the 45. I just want to get it straight.
I think it was, I got it right here, Tom. Hold on.
Yeah.
October. He was sworn in the 6th day of October 2013.
And so he ended October
6th. And it was a 6-year term.
Okay. So October 6th at 45. So
yeah, that's how you
So
because it's different than like an elected official. You're from the time an appointed official like that starts. That's when.
I would guess you're going to have your interviews all done before the end of February. I would guess you're going to have person you're voting on.
Well, we want to get it done as soon as we can.
Yeah, so then the mayor would nominate and council would approve.
Right.
Okay. Two ladies.
But I would hope, because I think we got a great working group, that if it was council's decision, we were out of the 45 days, they would look at me and say, Don, what's your opinion?
Nope, not at all.
So I would hope that. I think they would probably echo the same thing that I would say. It doesn't mean they would follow it, but I think I would hope they would value my opinion as much as I value theirs.
Do you mean you wouldn't give us your opinion if we didn't ask for it?
No, I would give you my opinion. That goes with the territory. That goes with the territory. So... with that, so we'll get that out to everybody. I know there's some people in the audience that have applied. So even if you wanted a copy of this tonight, I can make you a copy tonight if you wanted it. It's not a problem or whatever. Or you want to come and get a hard copy tomorrow, anybody. Whatever, any information you need relating to this, anybody that's an interested party, you're welcome to... call any of us. John put a copy up there. We can make a copy. We want you to have as much information as you can about the position. And feel free to reach out to the other two members. They certainly don't have a problem with that. They've been on it. Janice St. John's been on it a long time. She'd be glad to answer that from her perspective, you know, and Joe D'Amico would be the same way. You know, they both do a great job. Or Mike, you know, even though I think he'd be glad if you called him and said, hey, you know, what is it about?
Beach.
And that's not a bad thing either, because they were right there. And, you know, that's another thing just to throw out to you if you wanted to call them. And they all love the village, all three of them the same way. They'd be glad to share their information with you about the committee. So anything else related to that. So we just got to, I'll talk to everybody and we'll go from there and okay. How we're going to approach everything. Okay. I just have one more thing that we don't have when we talked a little bit about it. Myself, Katie, some of the council members, John, on the appropriations that we passed, we had
a typo
error with some of the numbers. It's probably maybe okay to leave it, but I think we all feel this body that we're going to make that correction and probably have it on the next council meeting. Okay, and I'd like to get suspension on that and just get that behind us and stuff. So.
Sure.
Okay, we're just waiting to get information on it. So we're to see if we didn't need to. We're going to make an amendment, John said. So that's that. That's really all I have. I don't know if anybody else has anything before we ask for adjournment.
Is that it?
Okay. One more thing we do have. One more. Yep, that'd be it. Morning meeting with the mayor tomorrow. I don't put things in the journal who's going to be there unless I get a strong commitment. Well, like Tom Jordan or something. He's coming anyways. Dave Grahams might be there to talk a little bit about what he does and his job as a police officer. But I do have Dave Joyce's office. He couldn't be here because of what's going on. He's in Columbus, of course. They have a lot going on there as a congressman. But his assistant, Tom, will be here tomorrow. I'm probably going to have him talk at 9 o'clock. He wants to talk about just some federal programs that are offered through the congressman's office to all the residents and stuff. So he's new. Normally Nick worked for Dave Joyce. He moved on, and so Tom's here, and he wanted to introduce himself. So he's a contact that anybody, if you need anything from the office of Dave Joyce, who's our congressman for this area, you would contact the gentleman, Tom, who's going to be there, and he's the one he's his middleman. So he will be here tomorrow, he told me for sure. So that's morning meeting with the mayor tomorrow. That's all I have.
Well, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to ask for adjournment of Tuesday, the 14th, 2020, January, that is, COW meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Gloria.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Whedon?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
This committee of the whole meeting of Tuesday, January 14th, 2020, adjourned at 8:10. Thank you, everybody.